Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Good morning, Southern Ontario. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call
Cortese, your man for home improvement. Welcome to Hammer Time Radio on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking home improvements since 1989. And now, here's your host from Cortese Construction Services, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. And how are you, and how was your week? And sad news, of course, overnight with the passing of President Bush. Stay tuned to News Radio for more information as to the funeral arrangements. I understand he's going to be laying in state at the Capitol building. And how was your week otherwise? What's going on around your house that you'd like to speak to me about? I have an open phone line with your name on it. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call. I've got open phones this hour. Nothing on my agenda except I thought we might spend some time going over the top 10 questions over the last 30 years. The top 10 topics over the last 30 years on Hammer Time Radio. So I made a list, and we'll go through that, and we'll see. We'll have some fun with that, and of course, we'll mix in your questions, too, at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell call *930. Text me at 30930. And we had an early text question come in already, and it is... let's see. I have a question about cleaning my washing machine. Our washing machine actually has a selector on it that says clean washer. I've never used it. People ask me if I've ever heard of it. And no, I have never seen a setting on a washing machine that says that's setting for cleaning the washer. However, I do have some tips for the listeners that may be interested in cleaning their washer. First, you would fill the washer using the highest load size, hottest water setting, and the longest wash. Then you'd open the lid and or open the door if it's a front loader. You'd want to do this part first if it's a front loader. Open the door or the lid. And add a quart of white vinegar or bleach, either. Vinegar will disinfect the washer without the harsh impact of bleach. And then close the lid, allow the washer to agitate for about a minute. And after a minute, open the lid again and allow the water and vinegar to soak in the washer for about an hour. Meanwhile, remove any parts that you can and soak them and clean the nooks and crannies. You might want to use a toothbrush for that. After an hour, close the lid, allow the cycle to complete, and during this time, you can clean the top of the washing machine, the dials, and the consoles with vinegar solution. So there you go, step by step on cleaning your washer if you don't have a clean washer setting. Never saw a button on the washer for clean washer. So if you have one, let us know if that works and if you like using it. Otherwise, we're going to spend some time going over my top 10 list. Now, the show's 30 years old, as you know, and I've been kind of compiling topics that people often talk about. And we'll start with number 10 and we'll work down to number 1. How's that? The top 10 list in reverse, starting with number 10, often talked about tankless water heaters. Yeah, that's a hot topic. It has been over the life of the show. What to know about tankless water heaters. And a lot of people called and would ask the question whether they should even have a tankless water heater or if they're thinking about replacing their hot water tank. Should they consider going to a tankless water heater? And my advice was always that I always thought that they were a good step to take because of the fact that you had good longevity, less utility consumption, and never-ending hot water. Now, the downside, they are more expensive, and they do need a professional to install because of the complexity of the higher, larger gas line that's required, and the connections that are needed to the water lines. Probably the biggest obstacle was cost. When we talked about tankless water heaters and why you might not want to consider those over a conventional hot water tank. So number 10 on my list, tankless water heaters. Number 9, unrelated topic, but what's the right way to install concrete? Proper concrete installation. We talk about that often here on air, and you may have had a question in that regard. Proper concrete installation starts with preparing the base. The base needed to be compacted crushed stone so that the water would have a place to dissipate and drain to. The concrete itself should be a 4-inch pour with a 6-6.5 bag mix. And the big attribute of a proper concrete installation is the finish. The concrete should be sealed on the surface with the ability to have the surface as dense as possible so as to minimize moisture absorption and therefore prevent surface popping and spalling. Now, a lot of people would call and say that their concrete was cracked and heaved, and what you do about that? Well, that all leads back to the installation of the concrete, because if the concrete wasn't installed properly, water would perhaps be able to collect beneath the concrete, and that would cause the heaving in the wintertime, the expansion of the ground causing the heaving. Cracks, once you have them, well, you kind of stuck with them. This year we did benefit from having a new sponsor on the show, A1 Concrete Leveling. You may have heard them on air when we interviewed them. That service is great because they could write a tilted slab and tighten up an open crack. So proper concrete installation, number 9 on our top 10 list. We'll continue with the list with number 8 and all the way to number 1 this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. And you can participate in the program by giving me your favorite question or a new one. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930. Text us at 30930. Email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. It includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our handyman service, including handyman for a day, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and new starting January 5th, our showroom will be open on Saturdays from 9 till 1. More on that as we get closer. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Oh,
Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to our good friend, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there in OP. It's SP, Sally Pine. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Dominic.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Orchard Park is, we're cranking. We've got a fabulous new offering here at Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Tell us about it.
That's our Easy Savings Plan.
Okay.
And the customers, and I've been doing this for a long time, Dominic, and I haven't seen rates on our certificate of deposit above 3% in a long time, but we've got it here at Lakeshore Savings. We have a 30-month CD that can earn up to 3.15%.
Wow.
And if that doesn't work, we have an 11-month CD as well, earning 2.50%. And our last special that we have on a savings account, a money market account, is earning 2%. These are great rates.
They sure are. And the 3.25 home equity line of credit continues at Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Yes, it does. 3.25 fixed for 1 year. And Lakeshore Savings Bank pays all of the closing costs.
Now, somebody asked me the other day, Sally, if they wanted to just not bother with the variable rate. The threat of a variable rate and elevating after the year expires, what would a fixed home equity line of credit rate be right now?
Absolutely. We call them term out rates.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the customer is comfortable with to have a fixed rate or a fixed payment, and they can term it out for a 5-year term, a 10-year term, or a 15-year term. Those rates vary around 5%. Depending upon credit scores. But yes, a lot of people are opting for that because of the rising rate environment here with our the prime lending rate.
Okay.
But many of them are moving towards the let's go with a 3.25 fixed for a year and see what happens after that year. And if we want to then term out, again, it's a great program that we have. And I keep saying that, the fact that there are no fees associated with this account, there's no annual fee, there's not a usage fee, meaning
mm-hmm.
we don't require that the customer have to use their line right away. So often many customers come in requesting the home equity, and they don't use it for a period of time.
Now, what if you did opt for that fixed rate, Sally? Is that still no cost up front?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there you go. There's another option for those that aren't comfortable with the threat of a rising interest rate with the 3.25 introductory rate for a year. What is the Orchard Park phone number, Sally?
We can be reached here at 674-2066.
And repeat that for us.
674-2066.
For 127 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
By the shore, lake shore,
have you made New Year's Eve plans yet? Here's a fantastic plan that everyone will enjoy in a beautiful and elegant atmosphere where everyone gets dressed up for the occasion. Come to Statler City's Ice Ball this New Year's, happening in downtown Buffalo in one of the nicest settings one could ask for. It's the annual Ice Ball inside Statler City. Make plans now for a New Year's Eve with your significant other or a group of friends before tickets to the Ice Ball sell out. The Ice Ball ticket includes a reserved seat, live music from the Boys of Summer and Big City Horns, DJs, 5 rooms to enjoy, premium open bar, a high-end dinner buffet, a champagne toast, and free parking. Bring in the new year in a first-class atmosphere at the best New Year's Eve party in town. The Ice Ball at Statler City in downtown Buffalo. To view the menu and to purchase your tickets to Statler City's Ice Ball, visit statlercityiceball.com. That's statlercityiceball.com.
David Bellavia here. You know, our houses turn into a mini bed and breakfast during the holiday season. And this year, give your guests a treat. Turn your ugly, outdated bathtub into a modern, attractive walk-in shower with Bathfitter. Call Bathfitter at 242-8999. Book your in-home consultation and tell them Bellavia sent you for a free shower head with your purchase and 48 months financing. Or you could choose 20% off your Bathfitter when you upgrade before the holidays. Call Bathfitter today at 242-8999.
Night one is in the books, but you still have time to be a part of the kerfuffle before Christmas at Buffalo Riverworks. Night two, Wednesday, December 5th, featuring Blue October. Alice Merton. I've got no. Frost. Good morning. Alternative Buffalo's The Kerfuffle Before Christmas, presented by Liberty Cab. Ride local, ride Liberty. Get your tickets now at alternativebuffalo.com.
We believe in doing the right thing because you can. We could do furnace tune-ups. Swoosh a vacuum around, sand a sensor, in and out in 25 minutes. Charge you too much for too little. We take an hour. We test and tune. Your furnace is guaranteed to run right the whole season, or we come back for free. Test and tune your furnace today.
Comfort is always on call. Emerald Heating and Cooling.
Well, by now, friends, you know all about the beauty and durability of a garage floor done with Gorilla Garage Gear. Yep, they did mine, and I love it. Now, you can trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install a premium quality Gorilla Garage door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in West New York is the zero upsell policy. What does that mean? Well, when you ask most dealer for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door all right, and they'll include tracks, hinges, rollers, brackets, on and on. You may not need all those extra pieces, people. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. You won't be forced to buy parts that you don't need, and guess what? That'll save you money. Here's Joe Afalo's cell phone. You can call him right now, 715-6927. Yep, that's Joey's cell, 715-6927. Call him now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. And if you call him now, you can pick 10% off the purchase of a new garage door. Or if you don't like that, how about this? You can get $200 off your Gorilla floor for next year, or $200 off a Gorilla garage cabinet. It's all there for you at Gorilla Garage Gear. Here's the number again, 715-6927. Call Joey now or visit him online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla!
Hammer time!
1022 is Hammer Time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. We've got a lot of text questions coming in. We're going to get to those. And we're going to go back then to my top 10 list that we're previewing this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. We've done number 10, tankless water heaters. Number 9, proper concrete installation. And after our text questions, we'll get into number 8. Let's see here. Where do we leave off? My 7-year-old hot water tank makes a lot of noise when using hot water. Sounds like rocks jumping around. What should I do? That's a common problem, texter, and I can tell you what to do. First of all, it is an indication that you may be seeing the end of the lifespan of that hot water tank. 7 years, yeah, you'd think that that's short. But with planned obsolescence, they're pretty much timed to last about 8 to 10 years now. So you're on the early side of that. And here's how to extend the life of that tank. Drain off a good gallon of water about once every month off the bottom of the tank. There's a spigot there you can open up. Why do you want to do that? Well, by draining off that bottom sediment, the mineral deposits won't build, and that's what's making all that rocking and popping noise. So drain off about a gallon. You'll hear hissing and spitting when you first open that spigot. When that subsides and you just get rushing water, that's an indication that you've drained off a good percentage of that sediment that's collected at the bottom of the tank. And that should do the trick for you to extend the life of the tank and prevent the premature demise of that tank. So there you go. Let's see, your next text question. I have a machine with a cleaner setting on it. Okay, thanks for sending this information in. Try to use it at least once a month. You can buy tablets at various outlets to use, pop one in, and set the machine to clean, and it's done. Yeah, I've heard about those tablets. I haven't heard anyone say they work as well as the simple tips I just gave earlier. Next question on the text board. What is your thought of removing a tub and just having a shower in the house? Are there any regulations about that when selling? I'm in DePew. No, DePew, there are no regulations on removing a tub from your house and just having a shower. And I used to think that that was a mistake, especially when you may be when you might go to sell your house and you're trying to appeal to a wider audience, and you might close the door on a family with small children who need a bathtub to bathe infants. They may be precluded from buying a house that doesn't have a tub. So that would be the only reason why you would not remove a tub. The benefit side of that, however, is that you're going to appeal to an older congregation of people that might find a tub unsafe. So I guess it does depend on that demographic setting and whether you're going to plan on sell or not. And if you're not going anywhere and you want your own personal enjoyment and safety by not having to worry about stepping over a tub to shower, well, then go for it and put that tub in. And not that it's a huge negative if a subsequent owner didn't like that. They could always reverse that and put a tub in, and that would be an expense, and it may devalue the house somewhat, but I wouldn't say that it would be what I would base my decision on. And good question, by the way. Next, we got another texter that says, how do I deep clean the wood on a beautiful old dresser? Oh, I've got the answer for you. It's called Salko, S-A-L-K-O. Unbelievable cleaner. Now, you don't see it in the stores, unfortunately. I can only find it online. And we bought it once when we were trying to clean a piece of furniture that had been in a smoker's house. And when we wiped the Salko off the top of that furniture, it was almost like lighting a cigarette. That's how much nicotine came off the top. So Salko, deep cleaner, does a great job and really refreshes and brightens the wood. Good questions there on the text board. Send more in or call in 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716-1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930. And again, you could text us at 30930. Back to my top 10 list while we're waiting for you. Number 8, replacing windows. Common question, how do I know if I need to replace my windows? And that is a really good question, because you don't necessarily need to rush into replacing windows if they are operational, working properly, that you have good fitting sashes, no cracks or broken glass, glazing in place, storm windows in place if it's single glass, double glass, you don't need the storms, but tight weather stripping and no drafts, you don't need to really replace your windows. Now, what if it's none of that? We have broken sashes, inoperable sashes, cracked frames, rotted frames. Yeah, then we want to consider going with a new window. What would I recommend? Well, we've often talked about the pros and cons of replacement windows. A good quality vinyl replacement window with a welded frame will be a good substitute to a new construction window. It'll save you a lot of money because it mitigates the labor out of the project, and the window installs within the existing frame, the old frame of the old window. So there's no real carpentry work other than removing the sashes. The window inserts, is trimmed on the exterior, usually use the same interior trim, and you have a vinyl window with a new operating system, tilting in for cleaning, no maintenance or painting, double insulated glass, great way to get a new window. Now, if you're not interested in a vinyl replacement window, then you could step up to a new construction window, meaning reframing the openings. Expect to spend a lot more money, but it may be the look you're after. So either or, start with looking at the windows as to whether they can be saved or not before you rush into replacement. And before we continue with our top 10 list and more of your questions, Mike Baggerman standing by with the latest and an update on the passing of President Bush right here on WBEN. More with you after Mike in the news. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30, and from the WBEN newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman. Your top story on this Saturday, December 1st, we have very sad news to pass along. Late last night, former President George H.W. Bush passed away. He was 94 years old. And today the country is mourning. In fact, not just this country, but all around the world. The 41st President of the United States remembered for his service to the country, his devotion to his family, who passed, and his wife Barbara, who passed away just 7.5 months ago.
This morning we're learning more about funeral arrangements being outlined for George H.W. Bush. He died last night in Houston, Texas. ABC's Marcus Moore has more from Texas.
Overnight, a hearse arrived at the George Lewis Funeral Home here in Houston, and we know that the president will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, and there will also be a funeral in Washington. All of that before he is brought back here to Texas, where he will be buried on the grounds of his presidential library in College Station.
The White House says President Trump and First Lady Melania will attend the funeral at National Cathedral. President Trump, a short time ago, tweeting from the G20 summit in Argentina, saying he will not hold a press conference until after the funeral out of respect for the Bush family and former President George H.W. Bush. An outpouring of condolences from around the world, meantime, including from presidents and even from neighbors like Tom Bell, who said 41s had a great ability to bridge differences. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And for local reaction to the passing of former President Bush, head over to WBEN.com. It's our top story. Traffic-wise, it's going to be tight around the Grand Island bridges again this weekend. This time, the southbound North Grand Island Bridge will be closed this weekend because of a construction. It will reopen early Monday morning. The Canalside tree was lit up yesterday, officially kicking off the holiday season. We've got some videos over on our social media platforms. And in local sports, UB Bulls are losers in the MAC championship game to Northern Illinois 30-29, and the Sabres lose their second straight game, dropping a 3-2 final in overtime to the Florida Panthers. First alert forecast for today, we're looking at a high of 38 with some rain arriving this afternoon going through late tonight. Tomorrow it's actually going to be much warmer, but we'll have rain, so it'll feel a little cooler. High of 54 for your Sunday. Monday we'll have cooler conditions with a high of 42 and some rain or snow showers in the area. Right now it's 35 degrees at 10:32. I'm Mike Bangerman, WBEN.com News.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more likely you're going to be talking about remodeling your bathroom. Yeah. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but believe me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Hey, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park. And whatever you do, tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
It's back and hotter than ever. From November 26th to December 13th, Niagara Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara are hosting Hot Gifts Giveaway, the Money Booth Edition. Now's your chance to win the hottest electronics, gift cards, cash, and downloadable slot credits. We have $90,000 in prizes available to be won. Swipe your player's club card between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. to enter. Draws are held at 2:05 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays at Niagara Falls View Casino and Tuesdays and Thursdays at Casino Niagara. Plus, selected entrants who have earned 10 or more ballots are eligible to enter the Money Booth to win cash and downloadable slot credits. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com or CasinoNiagara.com for details. Must be at least 19 years of age or older. No purchase necessary. Don't miss your chance to win this season's hottest gifts with Hot Gifts Giveaway, the Money Booth Edition, running from November 26th to December 13th, only at Niagara Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara.
National Grid wants to know, are you looking for more control over your energy bills? Oh, it's so cozy in here.
Yep, feels great, doesn't it?
Sure, but what's not so great will be this month's energy bill.
Actually, National Grid has a ton of billing solutions we can choose from, so we should be able to manage our energy costs no matter what life throws our way.
Huh, so you're saying we'll be as prepared for our bills this month as maybe 9 months from now?
Exactly. Why?
Well, I'm...
Oh, really?
So it's good we're taking control of those bills now, huh?
This winter, National Grid can help you manage your heating and lighting costs with billing solutions, even if your family grows a little bigger. From budget plans to payment assistance to energy-saving programs, discover how you can gain greater control over your energy usage and monthly bills. Learn more at ngrid.com/billcontrol.
I'm going to be a dad. We've got to get this place ready.
Buffalo Dental Implant wants to help you regain your confidence and your smile with Confidence, implant-supported dentures. These high-tech implant-supported dentures allow you to eat the foods you love, like steak and corn. You can go to sleep at night without removing your teeth or using sticky goop to keep them in place, and wake in the morning smiling with teeth in your mouth. Here's Buffalo Dental Implant dental surgeon, Dr. Farber.
With Confidence, you could eat anything. You don't have any worries that your teeth are going to fall out or that you're going to be chewing and they're going to be clicking and popping out. And your grandkids are asking why your teeth are moving. Confidence are designed so that you can wear them 24/7. There's fixed and then there's removable. It's a custom design specifically through us.
To learn more about Confidence, go to BuffaloDentalImplant.com and click on the Confidence tab.
Buffalo Dental Implant. We don't fix teeth. We change lives.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. If you're one of those stubborn types who's still climbing up ladders and putting yourself at risk to clean out gutters, I have another reason for you to call LeafGuard. The snow and ice. That's right, cold temperatures are coming, and that means dangerous snowdrifts and ice hanging from your gutters. LeafGuard is your heated gutter company. Your gutters will never clog. They'll never come loose from the fascia boards of your home due to ice and snow buildup. Think about any ice issues that you may have over doorways. Guess what? LeafGuard can solve your ice issues with heated cables. You don't have to worry about ice falling on someone for the liability problems, big insurance claims, and guilt you might feel if somebody got hurt. LeafGuard's heated gutter and cable systems are safe and they're reliable even if they break. Don't be fooled by the competition. LeafGuard offers multiple lifetime warranties, complete gutter systems, trained professional installation, and a job right the first time. Call 695-1010 or go online to LeafGuardofLakeErie.com to learn more.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez, brought to you by Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials. Well, we are into daylight savings time, and I do need to remind you that you should replace smoke alarm batteries, and changes to the fire code mean now is a good time to consider these. Here's a couple things I want you to look at. First of all, do you have enough smoke alarms in your house? Each floor, which now means a basement too, even if it's unfinished, needs a smoke alarm. This includes an alarm within 20 feet of each bedroom. In a small home, that could mean just one in the hall, plus one inside each bedroom. In garages and unfinished attics, install a heat alarm. These sense temperature rather than smoke. Now, as of 2007, interconnected alarms are a code. For homes older and newer, when one alarm goes off, all should sound. Newer homes have hardwired systems, but it's easy to retrofit an older house now with a wireless battery-powered unit linked via Wi-Fi or radio frequency. Upgrade your whole house at once. Not all models are compatible, even within the same brand. And lastly, even hardwired alarms need battery backups in case of a power outage. Many newer smoke alarms are sold with sealed 10-year batteries, which is the lifespan of any smoke alarm. Toss any units that are older, check the dates of manufacture on the back, and sealed or not, test any alarm with a battery monthly to make sure it's working. Hope that tip proves worthwhile to you. And if you missed it or want to hear it again, simply go to WBEN.com. Click on the on-air button. Look for me, Dominic Cortez. My home improvement tips and all of our archived shows are there for you, and I'll be here for you. At
Hammer time.
10:39 is Hammer Time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is WBEN. And my home improvement tip, which you just heard, airs at 8:40 every Saturday morning with Henry Nevins on A New Morning Saturday edition with Hank Nevins. And again, archived at WBEN.com, the on-air button. Look for that and look for me, Dominic Cortez. The tips are there and our archived shows all there for you at WBEN.com. We are making a list of my top 10 topics. We're taking your text questions and your phone calls. If you're on hold, stay there. Number 7 on the list, if you're not going to replace windows, then what about considering weather stripping them? That's another topic that we talked about often. And we talked about doing the candle test. The candle test where you walk around your doors and windows with a candle looking for a flickering flame indicating that we have a draft, and then dealing with that by either caulking or weather stripping at that location. Number 6 on the list, what do I need to know about my sump pump? And should I install a water siphon pump? Yes, yes, yes. Water siphon pump is an absolute attribute for any home, especially if you have an active sump system. It'll give you peace of mind should that primary pump fail, and it'll be there for you in a power outage because it does not require any electricity or battery backup. Yeah, it's a one and done, put it in and forget about it installation when you have a water siphon sump pump backing up your primary pump. Back to the text board we go. Hi, Dominic. We have a fairly large master bath. By the way, our text board brought to you by Volkswagen of Orchard Park. We have a fairly large master bath and have a replacement fan, and need a replacement fan, rather. Is there a good performing quiet fan that you recommend? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes. The Panasonic product. We absolutely love this product. They are so quiet, you can't even tell they're running. There's a little green light indicating that it's on. We have one in the showroom that we demonstrate to our customers, and everyone's kind of intrigued by how quiet it is. Beyond the fact that it's quiet, it's very powerful. So it does its job, and it doesn't rattle and upset everybody who comes into the bathroom. That's the number one reason why, by the way, people don't use their bath fan, is because they're noisy and they don't want to deal with the noise. So the Panasonic, I do recommend it. I recommend it highly. Next text question on the VW of OP text board. Can you please spell the name of the wood cleaner you just spoke about? Yes, I can. It's S-A-L-K-O. S-A-L-K-O, Salko. It's a deep cleaner for wood, available only online. If anybody knows where it can be purchased locally, share that with us here. I don't know of any place, retail, locally at least, that sells the Salko product. Okay, let's go to the phones, and we'll continue with our list, too, when we come back. Our question now from Jim in Rochester. Good morning. You're on WBEN, Jim.
All right, terrific. Appreciate the program.
Thanks.
Quick question. We've got a dishwasher that needs to go, but it is fitted underneath the countertop in the kitchen, and it should be an easy job. You slide it out and slide a new one in, but the hardwood floor, it looks like, was built up around it after it was put in. So it's about a half inch of hardwood floor in front of it. Just wondering, is there any best way to make that move?
That is a common mistake. When floors are retrofitted or changed or veneered or layered, and the consideration is not made as to how we get the dishwasher in or out. So the only thing you can do is try to look for a dishwasher that has enough of adjustability to be able to reduce the height enough to get that dishwasher in. The right installation should have featured everything being brought up accordingly so that the dishwasher would slide into that space. So adjustability of the legs or removal of the legs and blocking and shoring the dishwasher in place otherwise by securing it to the countertop may be all you can do.
Okay. And then to get it out, the only way is just to raise up the countertop.
Again, ideally, the floor under the dishwasher should be even with the floor of the kitchen. And that's a common mistake that's made, that people forget that they need to bring that up even so they can get the dishwasher out.
Okay. And if we wanted to fix that, and
really, you'd have to elevate the countertop. So that means adding that half inch there so that we have the height we need. And that'll mean a furring up at the countertop and a, you know, some kind of filler piece put on top of the cabinets under the countertop. I mean, that's a big deal to go through all that trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, sorry there's no easy fix for that. It's a shortcut that was made that ends up having a domino effect down the line.
Right. Okay. Have a great weekend.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the call. Jim hangs up. That frees his line for you here as we take your phone calls, your texts at 803-0930, outside Buffalo 1-800-616-WBEN, and star 930 on the text on the cell and 30930 on the text to Buffalo. And Jim, good morning. You're on WBEN, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call, Dominic.
Uh-huh.
I have a hardwood floor question.
Go right ahead.
Last weekend I tore up my rug from the living room. It was laid down probably in 1960, according to the tech board that was written on it. Anyways, there's many pet urine stains that burned into the hardwood.
Uh-huh.
Is there, now I read that to take these out before sanding, to take them out, that you should use baking soda and vinegar. And I was wondering if there is any kind of commercial product that works better than that.
None that I am aware of that will be definitive and will solve the problem of removing a urine stain. There's nothing worse as far as what ill effects that would be on hardwood than urine. You know, maybe equal to that would be extensive water damage. But the pet urine is a permanent stain, a permanent mark. Nothing that I know of will reverse that. The only thing you can do is remove the affected areas and piece in new hardwood if you can get a good match. Or if it's field finished, piece in new hardwood and sand the whole area and refinish it all as one.
Oh, that would be difficult because there's many blotches. I mean, the hardwood is nice and level and flat and everything, but there's many blotches throughout the whole.
Yeah, unfortunately, even if you sanded that down, it'll probably come through the new finish. So it's really a travesty as to what it does to what pet urine will do to hardwood.
What if I were to go with the darker stain on the floor?
Yeah, it's still going to bleed through eventually.
Oh.
Yeah. I wouldn't want you to go through all that trouble and then have that be the end consequence.
Right, right.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, boy, we hit two foul balls there with two good questions with kind of not so good answers that I had to give, but unfortunately the truth sometimes hurts, right? 803-0930, I'll pick up the phone now if you'd like to participate in the program. We're winding our way to the number one question here on Hammer Time Radio over the last 30 years, and a good friend just suggested what he thought the number one question would be. Yeah, well, maybe. We'll tell you what he said, and we'll take your calls and questions right after this. My good friend Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. You know, we are head over heels in the heating season now, and that means our furnaces are running. And if we haven't spent the time to analyze what that ductwork system we have in our homes is carrying and what the air is traveling over, well, let me tell you, there's a lot of dust mites, feces that collect in your ductwork. Yeah, I said dust, mite, feces. And you need to get all that out because you're breathing that in. And if you're concerned about your family's health and you may have someone in the house that has asthma or allergies, then we need to get this all out, and we need to do it with a patented column duct cleaning system. It's the only definitive way, ladies and gentlemen, that I can promise you that you will breathe clean indoor air is by blasting all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and with negative pressure, sucking it all out. And that can only be done with the patented column duct cleaning system, only from Indoor Air Professionals. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, a great description of what takes place and what's in there. And once again, if we are capable of scraping and blasting out 95 to 99% of all the contamination in your ductwork, so, you know, the results are, yes, people that really just thought, I live in Western New York and I have sinuses for my lifetime. And, you know, when they get the duct system clean, they notice the big difference.
Did you squeeze your nose when you did that, or did you really just talk like that?
No. ventriloquist or stand up at all. But anyway, yeah, no, it can make a huge difference. And just for some people, it's like, where's all this dust coming from? You know, I keep a clean house, and it's in, you know, once again, every person that lives and breathes sheds 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. All right. So each and every Saturday morning at this time, we anticipate your phone call, and we look forward to an extra special Hammer Time radio only discount. What's it going to be for this week?
All right. Well, we're actually upping the ante here. We are, you know, we realize people are doing their Christmas shopping, and there's nothing like a medical grade air purifier.
Yes.
Or a high capacity dehumidifier.
Absolutely.
Some Canberra gel spray, wipe, soap under your tree.
Mm-hmm.
It all fits. And so anyhow, that's all. There's no inventory problem with that. We are scheduling duck cleaning out to the 18th of December now. So if you want to get it before Christmas, you've got to call Lori today. And she's, for a first-time customer, offering $41 off.
Wow.
And don't forget about, you know, our veterans, repeat customers, law enforcement, first responders get even a better deal than that. And call her today. She's standing by, and
okay,
we can get you scheduled before.
You heard Peter. $41 off if you're a first-timer. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Portions of programming brought to you by the Buffalo Dental Group. Before you get extensive dental work, get a second opinion from the Buffalo Dental Group. Look good. Feel great.
Millions of fans have made this show their rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Saturday, December 15th. Two shows, 3 and 7:30 p.m. at KeyBank Center. Reserve seats on sale now at KeyBank Center box office and tickets.com. TSO, Saturday, December 15th.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implants.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com. A proud partner of the Buffalo Bills.
It's back and hotter than ever. From November 26th to December 13th, Niagara Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara are hosting Hot Gifts Giveaway, the Money Booth Edition. Now's your chance to win the hottest electronics, gift cards, cash, and downloadable slot credits. We have $90,000 in prizes available to be won. Swipe your player's club card between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. to enter. Draws are held at 2:05 p.m. and 7:05 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays at Niagara Falls View Casino and Tuesdays and Thursdays at Casino Niagara. Plus, selected entrants who have earned 10 or more ballots are eligible to enter the Money Booth to win cash and downloadable slot credits. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com or CasinoNiagara.com for details. Must be at least 19 years of age or older, no purchase necessary. Don't miss your chance to win this season's hottest gifts with Hot Gifts Giveaway, the Money Booth Edition, running from November 26th to December 13th, only at Niagara Falls View Casino and Casino Niagara.
Make holiday memories with your Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra at John Morris Russell's Holiday Pops, presented by KeyBank, December 13th through 16th at Kleinhans Music Hall. The Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus joins in this year's magical program, which includes a special narration of "Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Buffalo's legendary Irish thespian Vincent O'Neill, soprano Adia Dobbins performing gospel standards, and a carol sing-along. Share the spirit of the season with a donation to Toys for Tots. Tickets at 885-5000 or bpo.org.
If you were sexually abused as a child, attorneys Jeff Anderson and Associates may be able to help. Please visit AndersonAdvocates.com to heal your past and protect New York children today. Again, that's AndersonAdvocates.com. 57 West 57th Street, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10019.
H.W. Brick & Sons. For over 30 years now, they have been the experts in the heating and cooling service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons is a name you can trust. Since 1985, they have built a success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is unique, and H.W. Brick & Carrier will find the proper solution to your family's comfort needs, whether it's a high-efficiency furnace, an air conditioner, or a boiler. H.W. Brick & Carrier can handle it. H.W. Brick & Sons is a factory-authorized dealer for Carrier HVAC products. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call now and tell them you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and guess what? You'll get 10% off your new Carrier furnace. That's right, 10% off your new furnace, but you need to call now. Here's their number, 297-2901. That's 297-2901. H.W. Brick & Sons. Let their family take care of all your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Call them now. Tell them Dominic sent you.
Hammer Time.
10:55 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, winding our way to the top of the hour and news time with Mike Baggerman. And we've got to finish our top 10 list. We've got your questions. We've got text questions. Been a busy day here on air, as it usually is. Let's see. Back to the list real quick. And number five was where we left off. We did six with sump pumps. Number five. What do I need to know when I re-side my house? Should I have the old siding removed before I have the new siding installed? And the answer is yes. Always remove old siding. And that relates to number four with re-roofing. Should I have the old shingles removed when I'm re-roofing a house? Again, my answer is always yes. The other thing about re-roofing, make sure you have an ice shield on your roof that's going to protect you from what's actually number three on our list. Ice dams and the effects of ice dams causing water infiltration. Ice dams forming from heat loss. Heat loss that's coming from your attic. Improper insulation, improper ventilation, leading to ice dams. Ice dams forming in your gutters, possibly causing water infiltration and substantial interior damage if you do not have an ice shield. Sometimes ice dams caused by number two on the list, clogged gutters. Gutters clogged by leaves will freeze in the winter, could lead to an ice dam or exacerbate an ice dam. Number two on the list, clogged gutters. And number one on the list, drum roll please, Jerry. great timing on that for me, I guess, huh? I should have given you a little warning. Number one on my list, there we go. How come I have mildew in my bathroom? And it's because you don't have a working bath fan. Bath fans vented to the outdoors are going to prevent mildew from growing in your bathroom. A bath fan properly installed will prevent that. Tied for the number one, Dominic, can you give me your all-purpose cleaning solution? Quart of bleach, 2/3 of a cup of Mex soap, 3 quarts of warm water. That's my top 10 list that I've collected over the last 30 years here on WBEN. So to the text board we go. This text board, folks, is something you've got to see to believe. The question starts at the second of four lines and then jumps to the bottom, goes to the top. Anyway, good morning, Dominic. My wife and I are going to be doing some painting in a living room and dining room, which has a relatively thick carpet. And we have a large entertainment center, dining room hutch, considerable in size, looking for an easy way to be able to move them. And is there anything that we could possibly put underneath these furniture pieces? And let's see, to slide them around so we don't have to take them apart. Yeah, so you could use a car jack to elevate them, but you'll need to have on the ready a furniture roller that you can put underneath each side. That way you can move this slightly and slowly with the furniture rollers. There are furniture rollers that you can even maybe borrow from furniture moving companies or piano movers, or you can buy them for yourself if you'd like. That way you can always have them if you need to repaint in the future. So furniture movers will have these kind of rollers. That's, I said, you could either buy or our barrel. Well, the hour has expired, and we've got people on hold. I apologize for that. Check back with us next Saturday morning at the same time and same place where we've been since 1989. We'll start compiling another new top 10 list here for the next 30 years. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station. Have a great week, and remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.